Wait, wait, what is your name?
Professor Bisco.
What's going on with the Dennis Bisco? The one about Mr. Michael Johnson is going to serve as the lead, so this please hang on, and the next voice you will hear will be that of the Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Good morning, Mr. Bisco. Could you just please state your full name, your ADC number for us for the record?
Professor Bisco, 08-9940.
Okay, Ms. Bisco, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line next to him is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. To my immediate left is Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as the panel lead today. Also with us, representing the Department of Correction, as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Turner. Ms. Bisco, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it advised you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself this morning?
Myself, sir.
Okay, thank you. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Ms. Bisco, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one. Ms. Bisco, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
All right, the allegation on your warrant states that you violated the Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at V-Ray 7113 North 66th Drive in Glendale, Arizona, on or about June 21st, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus she's absconded from supervision. Ms. Bisco, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Okay, thank you. All right, well then, based on the admission of Ms. Bisco, I move to find that she was delinquent and she did violate the terms and conditions of her supervision, that she may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Mill, and Dr. Wright. I just marked a couple of things here. Okay, Ms. Bisco, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two of your hearing, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We'll get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner. Then I'm going to go over some information with you from the warrant. Then we'll give you an opportunity to present whatever information you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Turner.
Ms. Bisco was released from ADC custody on 4-10-2017 and arrested on 7-13-2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ADC custody on 7-14-2018 with an adjusted CCD of 6-20-2019 with 377 escondes. Current conviction, 1995, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. 2011, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2011, commitment H, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 6 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1991, commitment A, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 9 months. 1991, commitment B, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 3 years. 1996, aggravated robbery, 8 years. 2003, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 9 months. 2005, theft means of transportation, 5 years. This is her fifth term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1993, TRS release, reverted to parole, arrested on new charges, revoked by BOEC. 2003, TRS release, arrested, revoked by BOEC. 2005, TRS release, absconded for 40 days, arrested on new charges, revoked by BOEC. 2009, TRS release, completed 3 months. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy, with drugs, striking a person, fighting, promoting contraband, soliciting sex, threatening with harm, disorderly conduct, possession of a weapon, conspiracy, and fraud noted. Under arrest, 1988, failure to appear, first degree, Arizona, unknown. 1995, possession and sale of narcotics, Arizona, unknown. 1995, possession and sale of narcotics, Arizona, unknown. 1995, marijuana violation, Arizona, unknown. She has a GB score of G3, V4.
Okay. So, Ms. Briscoe, I see that when you were released on April 10th of 2017, you were approved to reside at the Skelly House located at 2432 West Terney Avenue. Then it looks like on May 2nd, you were approved to reside at V-Way Recovery located at 7113 North 66th Drive. Why did you leave V-Way?
Well, V-Way, well, to be honest with you, I'm a old addict, sir, and I never really got help for myself. And you can see from all of my charges, it was all about drugs, and the reason why I sold drugs is to keep drugs so I could use drugs. I never got help for myself, but when they put me in V-Bray, it was a struggle for me. It was hard for me. I cried to the counselors because it was people getting high around me all the time, and being an addict, it was a struggle for me not to use drugs. And so, you know, it being hard, I asked my parole officer if I could go on to my support system, which is my family and my grandbabies and my daughter and the people I don't get high with and around and could help me. But honest God, truth, I'm going to be honest with you, he would not let me go home. And so I ended up making some bad choices and decisions and using drugs and then I couldn't go home then, so because I don't know why my family like that. So I just went to the streets and stayed in the streets. And I just realized that I really wanted to need help because I just felt judged by myself.
So, Ms. Briscoe, I'm assuming you didn't work during that period of time.
No, sir. Yeah, I did. I cleaned a couple of different houses for them and stuff. I could do more people yards and stuff.
Can you move back a little bit? I can't see your face. I'm looking at the top of your head. Okay. All right. Thank you. So, Ms. Briscoe, it's obviously that you have a drug problem. Why have you been doing any drugs since you've been back in prison?
No, sir.
How long has it been since you used any drugs?
Well, that last night I was drinking more, but I was weighing trying to weigh myself from the drugs. I talked to my best cousin and she said, listen, and just go and turn yourself in and then I went to the rehab and stuff. And, you know, my family is very good people. They'll tell me if I want to do right, and I do because I'm scared. And if I don't know, I would die in the streets or in here, I just fall and I'll get sick, you know. But I know I need help. I need some kind of treatment.
Okay. So, Ms. Briscoe, what were you doing while you were out for 377 days?
Just being in the streets, stressed out, running, scared, you know, just basically being by myself, drinking more than using drugs. Mm-hmm. I didn't have nowhere to go. I didn't want to go to my family house, you know, to bring the police them, kicking them, my sisters down the door because they got kids and stuff there, you know. So I just stayed in the street. I cleaned houses and yards, and that's how I survived.
Okay.
Remember motel rooms.
So, Ms. Briscoe, what happened when you came in contact with Phoenix PD?
With this time?
Yes, ma'am.
I just they arrested me. Well, the first time I came in contact with him was because of a murder. And I was an investigator, and he let me go because I helped him out in this murder thing. The guy that killed him, young boy, was some kind of righty Devon Grant, that guy Jewel. To mention that I met him, man, I had met him. He was kind of like my friend. I stayed with him a couple of times. He let me stay there a couple of times with him, so. That was my first time coming in contact with them. This time,
what about
they just brought me back here. They brought me back here.
So how did
all what happened? Because my sister, one of my sisters, or somebody had gave her some of that PCP stuff, that SHRM stuff, and she had went to the hospital. So my friend, she was with me. She was drinking, so she let me drive a truck. So one of my cousins was at this park on 17th Avenue or Beamer or something like that. Well, I always thought we had picked up drugs. Instead, I was asking my cousin what hospital had to take it to my sister to so I could go check on my sister, my father's daughter, you know, my father's side. And he thought we had got drugs, but we hadn't got picked up drugs. And he told me, so yeah, I was there when he took his sister to the hospital. So I had a warrant and they arrested me.
Okay, all right. So why didn't you get a hold of your PO, Ms. Briscoe, to try to get some help?
I did. I went to him twice. Even my nephew, I told him they were getting high around me. All the time I told the counselor that B-grade, they put a couple of little girls out. And I went to him twice. And my nephew went to him and said, hey, listen, I'll rent my auntie an apartment. I don't have to stay with her. She don't have to stay with any of us because he was on probation. And he went down there with me to talk to him, tell him, look, I'll pay for it right now. And he had an apartment ready there. And Mr. Adler just would not let me go home. And like I said, and that's my support system, my family, my oldest sister, my daughter. Is you know, my grandbabies is my everything, you know.
Well, Ms. Briscoe, it looks like that one point you were negative, and then you would test positive for cocaine, then you'd be negative, and then you'd be negative. So what was going on when you were negative those times?
When I was negative those times, I couldn't fight it off, but sometimes I could, you know. This is how I know that I don't really need help because I was struggling to not do it, you know. And just before I got arrested, I was weaning myself from using drugs and drinking. Because to be honest with you, I was going to turn myself in this month because my big sister had told me, you know, we'll pay for the rehab, but my insurance will too, so I'm with Tara. And I need to get back on my medications with them and they'll put me in a rehab and counseling too.
Okay. Well, 377 days is a long time, Ms. Briscoe, to be out there and not have any contact with your PO, and that, you know, you've been incarcerated, it looks like, four other times, and with the exception of the last time in 2009, you either was an absconder or got a new charge and got revoked, but in 2009, the last time, you completed 3 months.
Yeah, see, this is what sometimes it's easy for me, but most of the time it's hard. I'm an addict and I need help. I really haven't been getting any type of help for myself. Never been in a rehab before, just halfway houses, you know, and I know that I need some help. I really do. And it's no rehabilitation in prison. I'm just sitting here. And, you know, I was supposed to start Glendale Community College August of the 21st last year, but by that time I had already made a bad choice and decision and failed weak to the temptations around me. And I was even waiting for the grant from FAFSA, and I would really like to go back to school and get into a rehab, at least 6 months to a year of real rehab, not a halfway house. I need to be in a rehab for some counseling.
You got quite a few arrests that all involve narcotic drugs or some type of drug, and you know the other thing you had was an aggravated robbery, and all of them seem to be related to the same thing. So long history of drugs, and that Ms. Briscoe, you got arrested on July 13th. Have you used any drugs since then?
No, sir.
And you haven't used drugs since then. Are you participating in many programs, like AA or NA, while you are out?
Well, Well, I just got back here, and I'm trying to find out what kind of programs they have going on right now. Because the other programs, I had completed all of those mandatory programs, but I haven't heard of any AAs at Carlos yet. Or just DUI programs and stuff.
Well, you know, those programs seem to kind of help you out, would help you out if you're sincere. Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Not seeing any additional questions, Ms. Biscoe. Is there anything else? You're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to this board prior to the board going into discussion?
Yes, just please let me go home to my support system and get the help that I need. I'm really ready to change. I have a plan on marrying a man. You know, he asked me to get this stuff over, and I'm ready to settle down. I'm getting old. I'm getting too old for this stuff, and I don't want to die out there or in here. And I'm really, and I know you probably don't believe this, but all my life I've been an addict. All my life I've been an addict and never asked for help. And this time I am. And this time I know I need it. And I want to get the help that I need if you guys allow me to.
Okay. All right, Ms. Biscoe, the board's going to go into discussion. A lot of boys in discussion, Ms. Biscoe. I need you to stay on the line so you can hear the discussion taking place. But we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. The board's now going into discussion. Ms. Biscoe says she has a drug problem, and she definitely does, according to her record, and she's been using narcotic drugs, she said, basically all her life. And all of her arrests seem to rally around the drug use. She says that she really needs some help, and I think she really does need some help, but she got to first make a determination on herself that she really want to get off of the drugs. She says she has a good support system with her family, but on the same hand, when she starts to use drugs, she doesn't want to go around her family so that she doesn't bring the police or any negative things around her family, her sister, or her kids. When she asked to do it, she said she does have some insurance, and she was on some medication, and said she was trying to get back on that medication. Ms. Biscoe still has a good period of time, looks like maybe about 10 months left on her community supervision and incarceration. She has a release date of June 20th of 2019. I really understand Ms. Biscoe. I think that if she's really sincere at getting off the drugs and getting her life together, that she would probably be best to stay incarcerated, keep herself where she's strong, not do any drugs for these months that she has left, participate in any program that they may have to assist her with a drug problem. And then, while she's there, work with a CO3 so that when she gets out, that she doesn't go to a halfway house or doesn't go to straight to a support system, but that she goes to a facility where she can get some help with her drugs. And I think that would be best for her, but she can work that out with her CO3 and the insurance of what she has to actually do that. But if she does that, I really think Ms. Biscoe can actually turn herself around. But it's gonna take some real sincere, strong effort on her behalf because she's been doing drugs for so long. But I think that being incarcerated reduces, I'm not gonna say she don't have access to drugs, but I think it would reduce the ability for her to have access to drugs and increase her chances of really getting strong, getting herself mentally together so that she is not just physically strong when she leaves, but mentally strong when she leaves out of there. And I'm not seeing her being a good candidate for community supervision for her benefit and safety. I think if she's sincere, she take these 8 months that she has left and really work on getting herself together. Okay, therefore, I am going to make a motion to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Biscoe, find that she was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of her supervision, and had lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and she was absconded for 377 days, as well as relapse into using drugs. That would be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Ms. Biscoe? The board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on June 20th of 2019, which is, you know, right around 8 months that you have left. If you're really sincere in getting your life together, and I believe you are, sincere in getting your life together, take these 8 months that you have left in prison. Get into any AA or any programming that they may have for you there at Perryville, so that you can get your life together, and then work with your CO3 for when you get ready to get out, that you can go out and get into a rehab program, as you say you need to get into. But I think if you take this 8 months that you have left and get yourself together, I think your family will be that much more supportive of you, because we'll be able to show them that, look, you've been drug-free for 8 months or 10 months, however long you've been in there, that you have worked with your CO3, that you made a decision to get your life together. You want to work on getting your life together and not go back into the areas where you have influence. And the reason why I say that is that apparently, you know, part of the problem that you have is that you want to get off drugs, but you keep getting into the wrong crowd or influence that keeps getting you going down the wrong track. And get yourself mentally together and physically together off the drugs, so that when you are released, you're able to handle that pressure or that peer pressure that you may have out there. And then you can make your family, as well as your kids, your nieces and nephew, very proud of you and the things that you can accomplish. I want to wish you the best of luck and what you're doing. And thank you for taking the opportunity and time for appearing before the board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you have a nice day, all of you.
You do the same.